Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. If you're looking for a great weekend getaway, just 3 hours east of Tucson to a lovely area in the Gila National Wilderness. You can go antiquing in Silver City and hiking in the Gila, southwestnewmexico.org for more information and all the fine places to stay like Bear Mountain Lodge and all of the things to do, southwestnewmexico.org. Let's turn now to Arizona and Republican gubernatorial candidate Doug Ducey. Mr. Ducey, how are you today?
Real good, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well, thanks. Here we go. 7 days now to Election Day, the home stretch. Are you feeling pretty good about things?
Well, we're working hard. You never want to feel too good in this business, but we're proud of the campaign that we've run. We think the issues are focusing on the economy, focusing on education, focusing on the things that are specific and urgent in Tucson and Pima County and Southern Arizona is a winning message. And now it's about getting out the vote. So I want to encourage everyone to vote. And we're hopeful for a good result.
What did you think of that front page piece in the Republic? I think it was front page. Gloves off, Deval slams Ducey as the anti-public education candidate, public enemy number one for educators.
I thought it sounded pretty desperate, especially for someone that wants to keep kids trapped into failing classrooms. I think our record's been very clear on being pro-education. My background is as a member for Teach for America. I've sat on the state charter school board. I'm an entrepreneurial fellow at the Eller School of Management. We're talking about things that will work in K-12 education, things that will support our teachers in the classrooms, and getting dollars to having those teachers teach and students learn. And I think my opponent is just trying to swing wildly, and I think he's going to miss.
I don't know if you saw this, just came out about an hour ago. The Arizona Public, the Education Board, has decided they're going to reevaluate the A through F accountability of grading schools, that whole thing. Do you think that might be a good idea?
I like the A through F grading. I think it's something every parent can understand. And I think looking at how we do it, as to how we do it, Bill, is probably a good idea. I think 60% of Arizona schools right now are rated A or B, and I think we all know that probably needs some calibration. But I'm supportive of continuing to grade schools. I just want to make sure we have credible grades.
Also coming out, that, and this is an issue I know you follow very closely because, after all, you are the treasurer for the state of Arizona, and Arizona ranked 23rd best on business taxes, according to the release today from the Tax Foundation. That's a nonpartisan group. What really did not look so good was the whole situation with the sales tax structure, Doug Ducey, ranking us 49th.
Yes, I look at our tax structure, and I think we ought to begin with a tax code that looks like somebody actually wrote it on purpose, Bill. And I think this would be the way to begin to have a growing economy, to have a state where not only our existing businesses are expanding, but I'd like to have a state where out-of-state businesses look to Arizona as the perfect place in which to do business. So I've talked a lot about tax reform. My philosophy is I believe it's the listeners' money. They earned it. I'd like to see them keep more of it. So I want our tax code to be fairer, flatter, more simple, and a whole lot easier for the small business person to be able to deal with. And I think those rankings, not only in the sales tax code, but what we have in terms of an income tax and what's happening with business taxes are all opportunities for improvement.
Let's see if we can get a call in from Jim Kelly, our friend Jim, on the Buckmaster Show live line. Go ahead, Jim.
Thank you, Bill. Hello, Doug. Doug, my question for you is, would you be amenable to asking for the federal government to pay the states in block grants for the assessment testing required for the Arizona College and Career Ready assessment?
Well, Jim, thanks for the question. I want to say first and foremost, I'm opposed to Common Core. And I do want to get Arizona out from underneath the thumb of our federal government. So I think when you talk about those types of block grants, of course I'm supportive of them. But the one thing I want to caution on is we talk about those as if they're federal dollars. Those are our dollars, our hard-earned taxpayer dollars that are sent to Washington, D.C., and then held back with certain restrictions and incentives. What I'd like to see are those dollars back in our state and us to be in charge of our education system here in the state of Arizona. We'd have a better education system. 50 years of increasing federal involvement in K-12 education has resulted in mediocrity. This is something that we can't blame the federal government for. It's a state responsibility, and it's something I know we can do better as your governor.
See if we can work one more question in. Let's go. John has a question for Doug Ducey. Go ahead, John.
Yes, Mr. Ducey. Thank you for taking my question. Mm-hmm. I have a concern that you formed a corporation to purchase your home and then failed to pay property taxes for 2 years. I was wondering if you could explain the reason behind that. Did you forget to pay your property taxes, or did you just willfully neglect to do it?
John, it's a question that came up in the treasurer's race in 2010. What happened with those property taxes, and this was on a piece of property in which we did not live, we were late on it. We paid the taxes in full, and I made a commitment that that wouldn't happen again, and it hasn't. But I did before I ran for treasurer, made that mistake. We fixed it, and it won't happen again, and I've committed to that, and that's what we'll do going forward.
All right. So we're talking about the get out the vote. What specifically are you doing, Doug Ducey, to get out the vote? Is this are you going to be traveling all over the state here in the next 7 days, or what are you going to be doing?
You bet. We're getting all over the state, Bill. I mean, we've been everywhere. We're going to be in Tucson again on Friday afternoon for a barbecue and community walk with Martha McSally, who's a great candidate. Former Congressman Jim Colby's going to join us. And the GOP statewide ticket's also going to be in Murano, Oro Valley, and Saddlebrook on Friday. We're making thousands of phone calls. We're driving all over, and, you know, 1 week left, I can hardly believe it. We kicked off the campaign officially in February. I think we've driven over 40,000 miles. We were proud of our result in southern Arizona. We had a specific commercial for Tucson and Pima County. I think we understand the urgent needs down there around the economy better than any other candidate, and I'm hopeful if people like what we're talking about, they'll vote for us, they'll tell their friends and neighbors, and they can get all the information they want at DougDucey.com.
How about the gentleman who is going to succeed you now as treasurer? He's unopposed here in the general. We need to get him on the program to talk with him. What do you know about this gentleman?
I think he's highly qualified. I'm very proud that he has no opposition. I mean, the other side didn't even think to field a candidate. I think they thought that the treasurer's office must have been so well-run that no one from the other party could win. So Jeff DeWitt had a tough primary. He won that. He's qualified in the private sector. I think he's going to be an excellent treasurer, and I'm very proud he's going to be succeeding me. And, yeah, Bill, you have to have him on the show. If I can be helpful there, let me know.
All right. And the you are leaving the treasurer's office in what kind of shape, Doug Ducey?
Well, I believe the treasurer's office is going to be left in excellent shape. I think by any measure of good management, total assets are growing faster and in better condition today than they were in 2010. And I also want to say I inherited a well-run treasurer's office. Treasurer Dean Martin did a lot to fix and improve that office. I did what I think any elected leader should do, which is improve and make it even better. And I'm very confident that future Treasurer DeWitt will do the same.
All right, Doug Ducey, we're going to let you go. More at your website, which is...
DougDucey.com, and again, I'll be down in Tucson on Friday afternoon, and the information will be on the website. We'll be there from 12 noon to 12 p.m. at Wildwood Park at 6201 North Parsley Road, and that's Tucson, Arizona, Bill. I hope to see everyone there.
Okay, Doug Ducey, thank you very much for being with us.
You got it. Really appreciate it, Bill. Hope to see you soon.
All right, Doug Ducey, Republican candidate for governor on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to talk art, one of my favorite places here in town to look at some really good art. And I'll tell you all about it as we continue with the Buckmaster Show, pushing now toward 12:45 on a Tuesday afternoon. Be right back.
Audi, Porsche, BMW, Mercedes, Plutus Motor Group. A different way to purchase an automobile. Plutus Motor Group. It's the experience. PlutusMotorGroup.com.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 Reverse Osmosis Drinking Water System is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Your car doesn't define you. It simply defines your sense of style. At Plutus Motor Group, we offer individually selected automobiles, including fine European imports. Visit Plutus Motor Group and view our collection. Plutus Motor Group. It's the experience.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, pushing now toward 1249. One of my favorite art venues in town celebrates its first anniversary with a big gala coming up this Saturday. It's the Tucson Desert Art Museum. And folks, if you have not been over there, and you like Southwestern art and some really, really beautiful textiles and weavings that they have, I think some of the finest Southwest textiles anywhere in the United States, check out Tucson Desert Art Museum. And the director is with us, Rhonda Smith. Rhonda, how are you?
Oh, good. Thank you, Bill, for having me here today.
Well, it's my pleasure. You have put together a really ambitious evening that will include artist talks, a dinner. There's going to be music in the courtyard. And for folks who haven't been over to the Tucson Desert Art Museum, it's easy to find. It's the southwest corner of Tancredi and Sabino Canyon.
Yes, we have a lot going on that evening, and we're launching four new exhibits in the museum and two in the gallery that night. And our artists are very excited. Some of these have been prepping these exhibits for well over a year now in anticipation of November 1. And the flowers are coming in to acknowledge their great openings. And we're super excited for them. We have a variety of art that is going to be displayed. We have everything from Michael Holcomb, who is a past dean of technology for the University of Arizona. He has a spectacular digital art display. And we have the dynamic black and white photography of Charlie Winters that is curated by Gene Simonelli, and some Navajo poetry from Lupita McClanahan.
And Mr. Winters' work focuses on one of the most scenic areas of Arizona, up in Navajo land, Canyon de Chelly.
Yes, it does. And some of them are tearjerkers. I'm just telling you right now, Bill, you walk in there and there's a little girl with fry bread. Hmm. And it just, you look at it and you can just see right into the depths of her soul when you look in her eyes. And it's just amazing. And there's a few from, there's a myth in Canyon de Chelly about a white horse that lives there,
uh-huh,
and a ghost white horse. And there's a white horse that he does photography of. And as you know, horses are one of my particular passions.
Oh,
Bill.
Yes.
And so it's
You're
just...
You're a world-class horse jumper.
Oh, well, I used
For
to
folks
be.
Who didn't know. No,
but I love anything to do with animals. Mm-hmm. And he mixes animals with people, with scenery, and it's wonderful. But uh-huh, we have other things going on.
That's Mr. Winters and
yes,
his photography of Canyon de Chelly. You mentioned
yes,
the digital art.
Yes.
The next exhibit, the third of the fourth new exhibits, there was an interesting piece in Sunday's Arizona Daily Star, folks
right,
may have seen that. The headline was, Back When Underwear Wasn't Fun to Wear. This is kind of interesting. This is the title of the show is Arizona Women Uncovered Early Undergarments and Women's Social Role.
Oh, this is fascinating. This is one of our brainchilds, and we are very excited about it because we have acquired through the curation of a wonderful woman here in town, Claudine Villadito, we have acquired early 19th century undergarments. And what's interesting about these undergarments isn't just that they were difficult to wear, which we all know the corsets, the
and
petticoats
uncomfortable,
were.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, it's not just that. It's women's social roles. We understand a lot from what these women were wearing at these times. You know, as we start the exhibit in the early 1870s, women could barely lift their arms over their heads. They had to change clothes 7 or 8 times a day, depending on the function. Mm. They had to have a woman help them put their clothing on 7 or 8 times a day. I mean, how do you run from a rattlesnake with all of that on? Can you imagine women in Arizona, Bill, running from a rattlesnake with all that on? But as time goes on,
it had to have been uncomfortable in this climate before air conditioning. I just cannot imagine that.
And
actually, this came about, I guess, you were kind of looking at the mannequins and you wanted to show some of the some early women's wear that, but to really make it look the way it should look, you
yes,
needed the proper undergarments.
That's exactly how it came about. We were concerned because we didn't have the bustles and the petticoats. And when we started looking, we thought, you know, this is just fascinating what women wore during this time. And as they progressed into the 1920s, where they were able to vote, they had freedom of movement. And they had freedom of expression with their clothing. And we can see it from the mannequins themselves and what they're wearing. And it's just, it's a fascinating time. And we're able to bring in the actual McCoy, the actual things. So it's very exciting.
Well, I was watching, rewatching Age of Innocence from eight. It was Martin Scorsese's kind of masterpiece about New York in 1870. And I was thinking as these women's dresses, they were dragging them along, you know. And
yes,
I guess the custom was that the women would actually, when they'd go out to like the opera or something, their first year of marriage, they'd wear their wedding dress a couple of times during that period. So here are these dresses dragging along, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, in the dirt and everything else that I'm sure 1870 New York, somebody really had to work hard at cleaning all of that stuff.
Anyway,
I was thinking about your exhibit, and I'll look forward to seeing that. Something I'm very interested in, not that I'm not interested in the other three, but I really want to see the early plain air masterpieces. The title of this exhibit, Dawn of American Landscapes.
Yes, we have some amazing paintings that we're showing, everything from a Corot to a Moran to
Thomas
George
Moran,
Ennis, William Truss Richards, and it's just really wonderful to see these great paintings in Tucson, because that's really where they should be, because a collector from Tucson collected them. And so we want people to be able to see them as opposed to hiding them away somewhere. So they're open now for people to see.
Another thing I really like, the way you've got the room there to really show these pieces in the proper light and the proper way they should be shown. But this is something different with museums. Normally you go to a museum and you go to the gift store and you don't buy real stuff, paintings. You buy other things. But one thing at the Tucson Desert Art Museum, there is art for purchase.
There is. We have some amazing gallery artists, and we're opening two exhibits on November 1. We're opening Wire and Paint, Ishi Glinsky, who is a Tohono O'odham, and he has a very historically connected exhibit of baling wire baskets, which is very interesting because there is quite a bit of heritage there from the baling wire basketry. We also have an amazing woman who has stepped in, Jane Hamilton.
Well-known here in town, curator.
She is curating Missions of the Southwest, and we have just some amazing Tucson and regional artists who have painted missions for us, and those will be for sale. And I'm watching them kind of filter in, and I don't know which one I like better. Wow. We are having a People's Choice Award that night, and we'll be giving out a certificate so people can vote for which mission they think is the best, or maybe the most representative, or reaches them emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some just amazing people, Walt Gonski, Joe Orr, Lou Heiser from here in town. We have a number from Jane's own gallery, Milton Christensen.
Yeah, from Jane Hamilton's gallery,
Santos Barbosa.
So you've got a great lineup, not only for the art for sale, but then the four shows opening up. And folks, if you've not been over to Tucson Desert Art Museum, the first anniversary, this is really a beautiful venue to do the art the way it should be. And I congratulate you, Rhonda. This is really something that's the love of your life. Right now,
it is my heart and soul is in it. And let me tell you something, if you come by, we're going to do it just beautifully. There'll be music in the courtyard and some great dinner, and the artists are very excited about the talks they'll be giving, and we can, it's just, it'll be a lovely evening. And it's not supposed to rain.
Well, that's good news. You're going to have great weather. And again, it's very important, I think, for folks who don't know about where you're located, to try to articulate that for us right now.
So Tancaverde Road, and the corner of Sabino Canyon Road, where they intersect, back behind, there's a Chase Bank on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And we're
Udall
way back
Center.
Behind. Yes, right across from Udall Park.
Right.
And so we're on the southwest corner of that intersection, and we're right back there.
All right. And the website is Tucson, then DART for Tucson Art, Tucson Desert Art Museum.
Yes.
So it's TucsonDART.com.
Yes, it is.
For more information. I'll also have something on the Bill Buckmaster Facebook. Rhonda Smith, good luck, and we'll see you Saturday night. Hope to see
super.
All of our listeners out there as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Bottled Water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by our friends at Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. All of our in-studio guests enjoy a nice chilled bottle of Culligan. Coming up this afternoon for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. At Ed Alexander will be back on the other side of the glass early tomorrow morning. Ed will be there with Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8, and then the Daily Double with Christy Simone 8 to 9. Me, Bill Buckmaster, back with Ed Alexander at 12:04 tomorrow afternoon for our midweek edition. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at kvoi.com.